Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
You don't know just what I've been through.
Hell no, Lord.
Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure, and you wonder why I'm so sure. Cause my father,
terrified.
I didn't know the end. God had a plan for me.
Don't know.
Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you all joining us today for the Word at Noon. Notice I have Evangelist Renee here. Bless God. I'm going to ask her to have a word of prayer today. I just know that lady there, this sister right here, woman of God, have just pressed her way. And you just don't know what she been through. I'm dedicating that song to you, Sister Renee. I'm going to ask you if you would give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into the review.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. Thanking Him for another day. The scripture I'm going to read before I say a prayer is going to be 2 Corinthians 5:21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you today, dear Lord, thanking you. Thanking you for waking us up, starting us on our way. Not because we've been so good, but for your grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. We want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all your many blessings that are you have prepared for us on this day. Dear Lord, we bring before you the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved family. Ask that you will touch them, as you will touch the world, dear Lord. You know what's going on. You are in control. Mm-hmm. We just thank you, dear Lord, for all your many, many blessings. We thank you, dear Lord, for providing us with the wonderful teachers that you have put in our life.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your many, many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey, boy. God is just awesome. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee.
Yeah. Amen.
For that prayer.
Yeah.
You said, Our Father. That just got real deep with me. You said, Our Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus said to say. You're repeating Jesus' words when you say, and when you pray, say, Our Father.
Yeah.
That just got real deep with me all of a sudden. I don't know, it became so profound for the moment. He's all of our Father.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what Peter said when he opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. I thank you, Sister Renee. That's awesome.
Hallelujah.
Our
Hallelujah.
Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what that means.
Hallelujah.
He all of our Father. He ain't just yours. He our Father. Jesus said, Our Father.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's, I don't know, it's just, as so many people need to know that he's our Father too. Doesn't matter what you did. See, sometimes folk think God just belongs to them or their group or their religion or what have you, but he's our Father.
Yes, he is. Say that now.
He's
Amen.
Our Father.
Hallelujah.
You can't have him by yourself. Sorry, Pastor. I know you love the Lord, but he's our Father.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
All of our
Hallelujah.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! He our Father. Amen. To the sick, to the well, to the have, and to the have not. He's our Father. And you don't get mad because somebody got money. He's our Father.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Sometimes mm-hmm. we just want to think he's the father of the sick. No, he's the father of the well, too. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brother and sister, we're going to be ready for the review. You hit me with one this morning, evangelist, Renee. I tell you, I don't know. It's just, well, let me thank God for that, because he told me to call on you. And so I better go on and thank God for that right quick.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. I tell you, boy, it's something when you delight yourself in the Lord.
Yeah, say that. Mm-hmm.
You just delight yourself in him. And for some reason or another, I just, Lord, let me know there was something in you today that needed to be said. And I hope, I don't know who else sharing this same thought and everything, or sentiment, whatever you want to call it, but that was on point. Thank you so much again, Evangelist Renee, and also I thank you, Pastor. Well, we're going to get ready for the review, brothers and sisters. We're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of things we shared this week, so if anyone like to... I want to open up a little different. Anything you want to share in particular, we're going to open up. Because I know last week it got real good, and I personally didn't want to stop, but I waited to the end to really let everybody begin to express themselves, and I don't want to do that this week. I want to repent and say, Lord, let your people engage. Maybe there's a scripture that jumped out on you this week. Well, bless God, we want you to see it. You know, I don't have to get you fired up. That's one thing about this. These people on this broadcast, they already fired up. They come with fire. You listen to that prayer, mm-hmm. Evangelist Renee pray, they come with fire.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, I named it some scriptures. Mind you, you know, we did 1 Corinthians 2, 8-16. So let's read that one then. Bless God.
Amen.
Are you available to read that, Evangelist Sharon? Okay. Evangelist Sharon, are you available? Are you hearing her, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor Atkins, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So I can read it till she come aboard, Pastor.
Okay, thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Praise God. And thank God for each and every one. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that beautiful prayer and your scripture. Amen. Just
yes,
love
yes.
it. And thank you for that selection. Amen. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 12 through 16 from the King James. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, praise God. Amen. I'm going to start with the 10th verse in the Message Bible and then read down, Pastor. It says,
okay,
the
that's
Spirit,
that's...
praise God, the Spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't reach the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. And we can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing? Has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Amen and amen. God has revealed, which simply means he has made known to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that really means. He has made known to us his stuff.
All right now. Hallelujah.
Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God let us know about his spiritual stuff. And the only way you know it, he has to reveal it. In other words, he's controlling the curtain. He has to pull the curtain up so you can see it, or push it down so you don't see it. He has to reveal to you. There's no other way you're going to get this except God opens up the blinds, for a better way of saying this, so you can see it. And you know, I was doing some research. One writer, he was excited about how he said this. He said God was happy to open it up and let you see what was in the box. Man, I thought that was just one of the best illustration ever. He was happy to reveal it to you. Glad to
Amen.
Do it.
All right, praise God.
He was happy. He was happy to say, hey, y'all, look what I got. Look what I got for you. Look what I'm doing. Here, I want you to understand what I'm doing. And even the deep things, the Bible says, the deep things of God.
Yeah.
He said, now, the only way you're going to know this is you got to get like me. Isn't that beautiful that God wants us to be like him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Because, that's what he stole from us, brothers and sisters. Please don't misunderstand this. That's what he stole from us. He stole us the right from continually being like God. That's what he stole from us. That right, because remember in Genesis 1:26, God had made us in his image after his likeness. We were just like God, just like him, just like him.
Amen.
And if you don't know that, you ain't smarter than a fifth grader.
Have mercy.
We were just like God. We were talking like God. We was walking like God. God just let us experience his godliness in everything. He said, Adam, all this your son named Adam named everything on earth, every animal. He was in control. He was acting just like God because that was his nature. Until Slewfoot came along. And when Slewfoot came along, we got separated. So when Christ came, putting us back into fellowship with God, he giving us that place back. But it has to be real, revealed to you, these deep things.
Thank you, Lord.
And only his spirit knows everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like man's spirit knows about him, God's spirit knows about him. And this is why when you're dealing with the things of God, you got to know what spirit you receive. You did not receive, when you asked Christ to come into your life, let me slow down and just tell you, and can I just be totally honest with you? When you asked Christ to come into your life, you know what you really was asking for?
What's that?
You know. You was asking for the kingdom of God to come into your life, which happened to be righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost. And you're telling God, rule me now. I step away from Satan's stuff, that first Adam. I want to get into the second Adam. And I want to be into the resurrected Adam, the one who came and died so I could enjoy the fruits now. That's what I want to be about.
Amen.
So the Bible says that we cannot receive the spirit of the world.
Amen.
But instead, we got his spirit now.
Yeah.
Ooh, that I put out here through you. To know that when you receive that thing, you got everything in Galatians 5. I'm going to show it to you. In Galatians 5:22. Everything was in Galatians 5:22. That's what you got now. When you ask God into your life, you was asking God to come in and control you.
Yes. Amen.
But you ask them, I say, what the kingdom of God is? They don't even know. It's sad. And they've been Christians for 20, 30 years. They don't know what the kingdom of God is. They think it's a church building. They think it's some kind of earthly government. That's not what the kingdom of God is. That's not what it is. I'm having this week talking about faith, but they don't know what it is. That's why we got to teach people what the kingdom of God is. It ain't meat. It ain't nothing you can touch. The kingdom of God is not meat. Read that for me, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Coming from Romans, the 14th chapter and the 17th verse. And it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Talking about we building God's kingdom. You ain't building no God's kingdom. Can't build that. Who told that lie?
Oh, my God.
How you going to build God's kingdom? You can't do that. You going to build on the Holy Ghost?
Mm.
The Holy Ghost came fully. It didn't come in separate parts.
That's
It didn't come like that.
Say that.
It says the kingdom of God. In other words, the kingdom means government, God's government. Here's how it works. Here's how it operates. It operates, and this is scripture. This is not my stuff. This is the word of God. It says that the kingdom of God, here's what it's not. It's not meat. It's not drink. Ain't none of that stuff. Nothing tangible. Nothing you can touch. Nothing you can feed. Nothing you can consume by the mouth. It ain't none of that stuff. That ain't what God's kingdom is. But that go that word. But I just love every time I see but. Boy, I get excited. Because I know I'm finna get something real good. It says but. Yeah. Ooh, I get excited now.
Yeah.
But here it is. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Well,
Hallelujah.
That's what you receive over there in Galatians 5.
Amen.
That's what you receive. That's how God's going to operate. That's how he governs.
Mm-hmm.
He governs with these five. Well, we'll go over there, and I want you to see it. Don't, you know, he said, for the God's kingdom. Now, there's a lot of kingdoms. There's a lot of stuff going on. But if you want God's stuff.
Come on now.
If you want God's stuff now, you know, and that's your choice. Don't get me wrong. You can, that's your choice, man. If that's what you want, that's what you can have. But if you want God's stuff, it's righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost. It don't have nothing to do with man. Man can't do it. I'm just happy I'm part of it. I'm happy I'm part of the kingdom. I'm happy he received me into the kingdom.
Yeah.
See, don't let people bamboozle you. God put it right there in the word for you to see it. See, God does not consider, he doesn't. What a person eat, God ain't concerned about that garbage. Brother, God, he's concerned about righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. So in Galatians 5, we'll go there. Don't hesitate, you know. Evangelist Tracy, she done got me fired up now.
Yes, she did. Praise God.
Evangelist Sharon here. Okay. Pastor, you want to read that for me?
Yes, Pastor. Galatians 5:22-23. Oh, did I hear Evangelist Sharon? Oh, thought I heard her. All right. But the fruit of the Spirit. Can I say that again? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. And from the Message Bible, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Listen, brothers and sisters. It said that, I just love that word. Every time I see but, I get excited because it's like, God's going to tell me something. That's how I see that. It's, okay, Lord, let me have it. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit, not spirits as in plural, but as in one, have all this stuff in it.
Thank you, Lord.
He have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. I love the fact that he give us meekness, temperance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you got to start confessing this stuff over your life, you got to say, I have this. I have the fruit of the Spirit. Keep confessing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you feel it or not. Stop talking about, oh, I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. Who told you you had to feel it? You have to believe this stuff. You have to, by faith, believe this stuff. That's how you have to do this.
Amen.
I told you last week about the cake. Remember the cake? You don't know. You don't see the egg they put in. You don't see the vanilla extract. You don't know if they put baking powder or how much sugar they put. You don't know. But it's there, and I don't care if you see it or not. It's still there.
Amen.
The matter, nah, it's still there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, and if you don't believe it, you let somebody cook a cake and there's no baking powder in it, or you gonna know it.
That's right.
Oof. Yeah, because it's all in there. Even though you don't see it's the same thing with the Spirit of God. Once you receive the Spirit of God, you get all these ingredients. You get love in it. And when you bite into it, oh, how good it is. How sweet. It's sweeter than honey in a cone. See?
Amen. Amen.
And I just be real honest with you of what's really going on here. Once you receive that, you just receive the nature of God. That's what's in you. Once you receive the Holy Spirit, you just got God's nature. And now you're going to start acting like God, because it's going to produce love. It's going to produce joy. It's going to produce peace. And I don't care what folks say, you're going to still have peace, because you're going to have a different kind of peace. You're going to have the peace of God. You're going to have a different kind of love. You're going to have the love of God. You're going to have the God kind of love. Not as the world give it. That's not the kind you're going to have. See, the world have this kind of love that, you know, they love their children, because everybody love their children, see?
Mm-hmm.
They love their mate. Everybody love their mate, see? You know, some people love their job. Everybody do that. So God's love is different than that.
Yeah.
You get the God kind of nature now. You learn to love folks that despitefully use you. That's what the world can't do. You learn to love your exes.
Sit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You still give them a bed. You don't want to. Now, I know what the human nature said. The human nature said, you know, I ain't doing nothing for her. I ain't doing nothing for him. He dogged me out. He did this and he... Oh, you don't know. You just don't know what was done. I don't care what you don't know what was done. I'm trying to tell you right now. God's nature said, I don't care what you've done to me. You stabbed me. You spit on me. You called me a Beelzebub.
All right, now.
I cried out and you gave me vinegar. Whipped me with 39 stripes, blood gushing from my head. But Jesus looked and said, Father, forgive them.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
I don't see you taking those. I don't see you being the very person that dogging you out. I don't see you praying and saying, Father, forgive them. The one that ripped you off. See? That's the kind of love God puts in you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Joy he puts in you, not the kind that the world have, and we'll get into those maybe next week or whenever God says so. But I just want you to know that's what's in you. And the kingdom of God is what's controlling you, because that's what rules you now. See? There was a time you was ruled. I keep telling people, boy, you don't know Louis B.C.
All right now.
Oh, Louis B.C. was something different. Louis B.C. was a piece of work.
All right now.
You know, that's before Christ, right? Y'all know that, right? Before Christ. See, Louis before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people now. Ooh, I'm glad I knew you after the Lord got through with you. Yeah, see, because I was a piece of work. God had to save me. That was no choice. Because I was bust hell wide open. That's the way I was going. So God said, you know what? The only thing going to change this man is I put my nature in him. That's the only thing going to work for any of us, brothers and sisters. God began to put that divine nature in you. And then you began to operate with a godly mind. You began to get self-control. You began to be more gentle. You began to be more patient. You realize you don't have to pray. You began to inherit the kingdom of God. You inherit that.
Thank you, Lord.
See, that's another thing folks don't understand. When you inherit something, you don't die to get your inheritance. That's old teaching that folks did back in the 30s and 40s. You got to die to... No, you inherit that stuff right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Pastor, what's your kid's name? Ebony.
Yeah.
When you die, Ebony get that stuff. Whatever you got, she'll get it right now. She don't get it after she die. She get it before she die. Is that right?
That's right. That's right, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, so people, they think you inherit when you leave here. No, you don't inherit nothing when you leave here.
That's right.
You inherit this right now. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to inherit when you leave here, but I'm saying as far as the kingdom of God, you inherit that right now. I read that.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And people who does not understand this, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. You inherit the kingdom of God right now. You inherit that spiritual nature right now.
Right now.
That spiritual nature, you can't wait till you get over there with Jesus and say, Lord, I'm going to start loving everybody. That's not how that works, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
You know, you can't do that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can't keep on making the excuse, oh, I ain't Jesus. You are. You just don't know it. Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Sound like Christ in you to me? You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Sound like Christ in you to me? That's what it sound like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Sound like Christ in you to me.
Amen.
Satan don't want you to know that. Because if you know that, you're going to beat him up.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead on with this review here because I want everybody to understand that, hey, we deal with 2 Peter 1. Now, if anybody have any questions, hey, you know, I'm always open for discussion. Come on now. I'm always open. That's what I want to do. I want to discuss. It does me a lot of good when somebody want to get the word of God and come let us reason together. I want you to see. God doesn't have no respect to person. When the Bible says whosoever will, he ain't just talking to the preacher.
That's right. That's right. Say that.
That's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When he tell you to stand fast, within the Christ, the liberty where Christ has made you free, stand in there. Stop being with the yoke of bondage. Stop being entangled with that stuff. You ain't a slave to that. You're obedient to righteousness now. You're obedient to the word. That's what God guaranteed us.
Mm-hmm.
But over in, I think I said 1 Peter. I got to go back over there. I'm having to my word here. Give me 1 second, brothers and sisters. In 1 Peter, I know I want 1:3-5. So let me, okay, there it is. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for everything. Thinking my internet jumped right back up. 1 Peter, I said 1:3-5. I'll read it out of the King James, and I'm going to ask the pastor, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible.
Amen.
It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strange scattered throughout Galilee. Not, where actually, what verse I started in? Third verse. I am so sorry. I said 3 and 5.
Sorry.
He said, blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what? That's 2 Peter. Well, I needed to read that. I knew there was something going on here. Y'all excuse me, see? That's how much human I am. I just make a mistake in a heartbeat. Boy, let me pay attention here. 2 Peter. That was 1 Peter. If anybody want to know, that was 1 Peter I read. But I was going to 2 Peter 1.
Okay, Pat. Did you want me to read that out of the Message Bible, though, Pastor?
Oh, I erred, sister. I'm so sorry. Unless somebody wants to, they can, or if you lay it to, you can. But let me read the scripture I was looking for so I can make my point, and we'll go back to that next. 2 Peter 3 through 5. My computer key. But, you know, sometimes you have to listen. It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. That's what I was looking for. It says, according to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly and great and precious promises, that by ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, added to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character and spiritual understanding. Amen.
Yeah, see, the point was, God has given us this power that's called a divine life. Divine life you have. But it's only yours to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can give you something all day long. It doesn't matter if I can give you $500. Here it is in the envelope. It's not really yours until you receive it. My giving have nothing to do with your possession. Who all know that? Because I give it to you, don't mean you're going to possess it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
America, all some country, all these, I don't know, all these doses of vaccine, they didn't want it. They refused. So because you somebody something, don't mean they're going, it's theirs. is not there so they receive it. So it is when God have given to us all things pertaining to life. He's given us this divine nature. And it tells you right here, you have to accept this divine nature to escape all this corruption. Now, I know the first thing most folks think about is sin, and that's not what he's talking about. The sin nature has been done away with because he made Christ to be sin so we can become righteous in him. The whole idea is to receive what God did in Christ and say, Lord, I accept Christ in my life and I accept what he's given me. Don't worry about that other stuff. Don't let Satan trip you up with that stuff, because he will sure trip you up with condemnation. Therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, as long as you're walking after the spiritual things, you are not condemned.
Amen.
So God given us this by being in Christ, because that's where his kingdom is at. How did he give it to us? Through the knowledge.
Yes.
He called you. And I make this plain. There's a call on your life. Guess what that call is? When you answer it, you'll know. He's called you to a divine nature. I know what all these religious people talk about. Oh, the call, da-da-da-da. Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. We all had that same calling. And that call, the call that's on our lives, happens to be from the Holy Ghost calling us to take on this divine nature.
Yes.
So we can have our eternal life. Now, how you know this? You become a partaker. Do I need to share that with you one more time? He says, whereby are given unto us, it's been given unto us, but you got to accept it, been given unto us exceedingly and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is precious, man.
Yeah, amen.
Anything's precious to you, you're going to take care of it. I don't care if it's your job, your children, anything that's precious to you, you're going to take care of it. And so you've been given this exceedingly and great, that multitude. That's what that word great means in the Greek. It's multitude of promises. That by these ye might be partakers of a divine nature. The word partake simply means take your part. That's what a partaker is. Someone who takes their part in it. They have a part and they take their part. That's what a partaker is. If you're in a play and your part is to be the drummer and you grab the sticks and start beating the drums, you just took your part. See, we're partakers of this divine nature. Well, you got to start taking your part in this divine nature. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. By confessing over your life what the Word of God says you are. He says you these things. Now, your mind will fight that. Because you know why?
Oh, yeah.
Your mind is fresh.
That's right.
Your conscience is flesh. And it's going to say, no, you're not. You're not like Christ. You're not like God. You're not the very righteousness of God. See, it'll call God a lie. You know why?
My mercy.
I'll tell you why. Because it's flesh, and they don't understand the spiritual thing. It's foolishness. You know. Is that what it is? You start confessing what the Word of God is saying, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Your mind going to say, nope, that ain't right. That ain't right. When you said you have the love of God in your spirit, your mind going to say, nope, that ain't right. When you began to speak and said, you know, greater is he that is in me than he, your mind going to say, no, that ain't right. See, that's why you got to ride faith. You got to ride the coattail of faith. And believe me, next week we're going to talk about faith, because a lot of people don't know what faith is. They think it's some ideal. A lot of people get the faith and hope mixed up. because they don't know the difference between faith and hope. But we'll talk about that next week.
Right.
You got to have faith in this stuff. That's what Abraham did.
Yeah.
And think about it. How did Abraham faith? What made him have faith? How can you distinguish Abraham had something you didn't have? And if he did, then God is not fair. So you got to go back and say, okay, what did Abraham have that I don't have, or what he have that I should have, or what you mean he's the father of the faithful? What you gave him, God, you didn't give us. Let me tell you, brother and sister, he didn't give Abraham anything. He didn't give you. He gave Abraham his word. And guess what he gave you? His word. Guess what Abraham operated on? His word. Guess what you have to operate on? His word. That's what faith is. That becomes your substance. See? We'll get into that next. But anyway, God gave us love, the God kind of love, to operate on and to operate by. And it comes through knowledge. That's how you get this stuff. When you get this knowledge, and you're going to be able to escape what the God of this world is trying to tell you. Because Satan is just only going to tell you things about this world. He will never give you the knowledge you need to remain faithful in Christ. He'll make every excuse there is in the book why you shouldn't, why you can't. Yeah, that's what he does.
Yes, have mercy.
Yeah, Satan ain't going to let you, he don't want you to get loose. You mess around here and get free. You mess around here and get free. You're going to that you didn't receive the spirit of the world when you got saved. That you received another spirit. And that spirit has you to believe what the word of God say. That's the spirit you receive. That whatever God say, if there's a resurrection, I believe it. Yes, Lord. I don't have to see it. I act on it. I don't have to see it. I don't have to see my next step. I'm willing to raise my leg. Ooh, let me say that one more. See, a lot of people have to see where they're going to put their leg. I don't have to do it. All I need is what your words say. If your words say put it up, I'm putting it up. I'm raising it because that's my substance. I'm ending on the word of God. So whatever it say, it's what I do.
Amen.
Until you get in the spiritual realm, into the unseen, until you come to a place to know that Satan want to just really steal, kill, and destroy. He want to steal and kill and destroy the word in you. He don't care nothing about you. It's that word he want to get out of you. That's why God sent the word, so it can remain in us. That word happens to be the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Satan don't want you, first of all, he don't want you to get it. And then if you manage to get it, boy, he fights, can I say this, he fights like hell to keep it away, keep you away from it. Everything become more important than the word of God.
Amen.
They one time told me hell wasn't real. That was a fairy tale.
Have mercy.
So I know you know the truth. Because, see, the truth began to set you free. That's what it designed to do. It's designed to set you free. That's why you ask and it will be given unto you. You seek and you're going to find it. And if you knock the door, it's going to be open. Satan can't stop what you and God is doing. He can't.
Amen.
But you got to stand on the God, no matter what, you got to decree and declare what the word say you are, and you say, Lord, I agree with that.
Yes.
We've been taught all our lives, if we're bad, we'll never amount to anything. We're worthless. You'll never succeed. You will never be good. You wasn't good at school. You was always slow. And then we turn around and repeat everything that we've heard negative that's been said and spoken into our lives. We ought to get away from that way of thinking. A erroneous way of thinking. You ought to get away from that. You got to stop believing what the word of God say. Because, see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, just like God kind of faith comes, the devil kind of faith comes. You keep listening to the devil, he'll tell you all kind of stuff, and you'll start confessing that same thing. You'll start saying that same, exactly, that exact word that Satan saying. See?
Have mercy.
How you think Evangelist Renee got healed? Because she put the focus on the word of God to see that sister's foot. I mean, nobody could believe that. But guess what she did? She stayed on the word of God. She kept saying, well, by his stripes I'm healed. She would refuse to get off. The doctor said, we need to amputate it. She said, no, by his faith, by his stripes I'm healed. Every day, that woman takes me a scripture. Every day.
Mm-hmm. Praise
I ain't shaming y'all. She had a lot of people doubting her. And if you looked at the picture, you just don't know what she went through. But if you saw the feet and saw the bare, I almost said bare metal, that was flesh, wasn't it, Pastor?
Yes, it was. To the bone.
It was flesh.
Mm. Yes. Oof.
And the doctor told her and family and all these folks, said, go ahead on and do it. But you know what? She stood on her faith. And that's why I'm so happy she's part of this program, because she'll come back and tell you the same thing, see? I use her for an example. And I've been any other. I could use myself. But I want you to know that God hears everybody. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yes.
He hears faith.
He does.
That's the kind of God we serve. We're serving a God of faith, man. So that's what you got. If you're going to have eternal life, you can't work for it. You got to put faith in it.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
But anyway, I thank you for Thursday, Pastor. I had to go and get a DOT, certification plus a DOT physical and all that, and they told me I had to come at 12 o'clock, exactly 12 o'clock. So Pastor jumped right in there and took over, no question, no rebuttal, no nothing. She just took it and ran with it, and I thank you for your obedience to the Lord. I know that you obeyed the Spirit of God, and I appreciate that. You know, because a lot of times people want to make excuses. I ain't studied nothing, and why didn't you call me before and not at all? But Pastor just went right on. I thank God for her spirit. Now, some people may not know that, but I'm going to tell you, man, that meant a lot to me. Because see, Pastor understand, you know, scriptures. She understands. And there was something somebody said to me. Well, how can you teach people that they can be a saint and all that? Well, because that's what the Word of God said. I didn't say this stuff, people. I didn't say this stuff.
Amen.
Pastor, right quick before I just turn it over to you, read Ephesians 2:19, because somebody said something to me one day. If you'll understand what the Scripture is, brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors. Because we're in this country don't mean we're from this country. We have dual citizenship. Your citizenship, you know, by virtue of your new birth, your citizenship is in heaven as well. Right now. Not after
yes,
you die. You inherit that now. Read Ephesians 2:19 for us, Pastor.
Okay, from the King James. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Amen, amen. Praise God.
I hope that's plain enough for you. I mean, I don't mean that in a real ugly way, but I just want you to know what the truth is. You're a citizen with the... you know, well, you know, because sometimes they put these, sometimes they call them movie stars and actors and all these people. These are great saints. These are great women and men of God. They ain't no greater than you.
Amen.
You're God's workmanship, and you need to know that.
That's right. Amen. Yes, we are. Hallelujah.
That's what God said. I didn't say this. That's what he said. See, that's why I like that 13th verse. because it says but. And when I see that, I get excited. But mm-hmm. now in Christ, ye who were sometime afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's how we got this dual citizenship. God mm-hmm. made us, and then he explained to us how he did that. That's why I think it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
No longer strangers, brothers and sisters. We're no strangers anymore. But we're fellow citizens with the saints. Right along mm-hmm. with the saints now. Right along with the saints. You know how some people, the preachers way up here, the choir over there, and the little bitty folks down there. No, that ain't how God operates. We all together. Mm-hmm. Read Revelation. Don't make me go there. We're all around his. We're all around his throne. See.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer an outsider, but you're a citizen together with God's people. You as much as God people, if you're walking that frame of mind, if you're. You're part of God's family.
Yeah.
See?
Yes, we are.
I told you the other day, your brand is on here. But anyway, go ahead, Pastor. You have been, anybody, well, go ahead, Pastor. Just close us out, whatever the Lord leads you.
Praise God, praise God. I just went over the scriptures Pastor has been giving us, that 2 Peter 1:3-5 and 2 Peter 1:4. I had shared that, but the scripture that I had read was also John 6:63, which Pastor shares with us a lot, and I'll read that. So that's John, the 6th chapter and verse 63. So from the King James, it reads, okay. And that's why the word is so important that Pastor is sharing with us. But John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quickens, it is quickeneth the flesh that profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And that's what the word does in our life. The word is spirit and they are life for us. Amen. So from the Message Bible, praise God, it says the spirit can make life, sheer muscle and willpower. Don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word. And so it is life-making. Amen. So that's why we have to, that's why 1 Corinthians 2 and 13, that's why that scripture just, you know, is so profound in us being spiritual, praise God, because that word, like it says at the end of that scripture, it says they are spirit and they are life. That's the word of God, and I know Pastor had brought out that as well, but that's what we shared on Tuesday, is about the spirit of God and how his spirit will quicken us and make a difference in our lives. And so I like what Pastor was just saying. We don't have to depend on what the enemy tried to tell us, but just, you know, trust in the Lord. Trust him at his word. And we had read 1 Corinthians 10-13 earlier, but I can read it again. Praise God. And then we'll like close it out. Praise the Lord. So 2 Corinthians 1:10. Oh, 2 Corinthians 2:10-13. from the King James. It says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Amen. Praise God. And I'll read it again out of the Message Bible. Amen, amen. The Spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with the Spirit. I like that. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself, the same with the Spirit of God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. Hallelujah. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. Amen, amen. So I just thank God for his word. And I thank God for Pastor staying on that battlefield like he on the wall. He's staying there and he's getting that word, teaching that word and telling us and showing us in the scripture, that's most important, what God's word is saying and what we have, what our inheritance is. That's why, like when he was reading First Peter, it talked about the inheritance that we receive. Praise God. And I'm going to read that, 1 Peter 3-5. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor. Because, yes, I do. I love God's word because I can see the change in our lives as we are studying God's word and learning more about what the word of God says, not what we've been taught in the past. Amen. Like it tells us in Corinthians. But how the word, how God's word is in our life today and what we see and how we see it and as we receive it. So 1 Peter 1:3-5 reads as follows from the Message Bible. It says, "What a God we have and how fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all, life, healed, and whole." Amen. I just wanted to, you know, read that from the Message Bible as well, because it lets us know, like Pastor said, we have this now. And I just thank God that, you know, my eyes is open and I can see and I can hear And I just rejoice in his word and the new life. And that's why we have to be spiritual, so that we can receive this new life that God has given unto us. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Anyone else? I know we're in the overtime, but it's all good. Anybody else? Mm. I can stay here a long time. If you want to share something, just press one. Anyone else? Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And to all of you all out there, I thank God for you. Okay. Well, that's Sister Renee. Lost her for a minute. Okay, Sister Renee.
I just want to thank God for the word. The devil got mad about that prayer, and he just kept booting me out afterwards. I think I got booted out 4 or 5 times. But no, we still going to go. We going to listen to this. There's something in the message he wanted me to hear. And I thank the Lord that I was able to get back on, and it's about the spirit. It's about the spirit. And I listened to another Bible study, and they're not in the spirit, and I be wanting to say something so bad, but it's not my place, so I don't say anything. They don't know about Christ Jesus. All they know is Jesus Christ. I just thank the Lord for the teachers, that Pastor is teaching us, and Pastor Dale, I mean, it's an honor to be on this call every day. And I just thank the Lord for letting me be able to do that.
Thank God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah,
see, there again, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I used to get vexed a little bit because I'm going like, why people don't see this? And God said, well, because they ain't spiritual. He says, unless they spiritual, they won't say it. See, I was saying that, but I hadn't seen it in the Word. And then God showed me in the Word that over there in 1 Corinthians 2, that this stuff was foolishness to them people who's not really into Scripture. It's foolishness
right.
to them. Believe
Amen.
It. See? They can't. Mm-hmm. So you can't. You know, you expect it, but you can't expect it. Sometimes you expect what you don't expect. It's just like believing in the Word of God. You know, God is teaching us, he's teaching all of us, how to expect what his Word says to come to light, to come to fruition. And, I mean, it took me a long time to realize I was the apple of God's eye. Nobody told me that. They told me what I was. They told me what I wasn't. Nobody told me I could walk in the Spirit. And if they did, they didn't tell me how. So God gave me the revelation is how you walk in the Spirit. Because I wanted to know. I didn't give up on that. I said, Lord, how you walk in the Spirit? Do I walk in some ideal that's in my mind? God said, no, you ain't walking in no Spirit. And then he showed it to me in the Word. The only way you can walk in the Spirit is to walk in his Word. Because John 6:63 said the words I say. They are spirit and they are life. If you walk in this word, he says, I'm going to give your spirit life to you. See, but no one ever told me that.
Amen.
It took me a long time to realize I really had angels protecting me. I'd heard old people say that and kind of stuff, but I wasn't convinced of that until I actually began to put faith in Psalms 91:14. So once I began to put faith in this stuff, you know, I would just had all these crazy thoughts that God was real mean, he was real ugly. If I didn't do right, he was going to pop me upside my head and tell me he loved me. Crazy stuff.
My Lord.
Yeah, but once God showed me that I'm his child and that I had to develop, I had to grow, then I calmed down. Because, I mean, when God, I'm the righteousness of him, my mama wouldn't have never stood for that if I walked up and told her, Mom, I'm the righteousness of God. You think he clapped me silly?
Yes, that's right.
was making excuses for everything. Well, this person said, well, wait a minute. What you going to do with Isaiah 53:5? First Peter, by his stripes I'm healed. Well, that just means mentally. No, that means all over. I can be healed.
Yes, amen, amen.
Jeremiah 33:6 says, I'm bringing health to you. So
yes.
I have to jump on these and stay on it. That's what
That's
I do.
That's right. Yes, we
so
do.
So when I
amen.
Tell people that I'm God's church, when you see me, you see the church.
Mm-hmm.
They get angry with me. They mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then God said, don't feel bad because of what they did to Jesus. So if they do it to a green tree, they're going to do it to you. Jesus was telling them that he was the Son of God, and they laughed at him and took him and crucified him because he said, I'm the Son of God. I'm God's
Son. Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
When you see me, you've seen the Father.
Mm-hmm.
They took Jesus and hung him. They had no clue to what they were doing. Because the Bible says they knew what they were. They'd never crucified Jesus. They'd never done that. See, Satan would never done that. He out-tricked his own self, see? And I tell I tell people all the time, I told this one lady, I said, you got God living in you. Oh, what you talking about, preacher? I said, you got God living in you. You're partakers of God's divine nature, Christ living in you. I said, I take the word of God and show you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't what my preacher teach. Well, I know it, but your preacher probably don't know you've been reconciled. You're in a ministry called reconciliation. Your preacher probably don't know you're the very righteousness of God. Go tell him that you're a citizen of heaven. She said, I ain't doing that. He'll put me out. That was funny. She said, they'll put her out. I said, they'll put you out. She said, oh, yeah, they'll put you out.
Have mercy.
I can tell y'all a lot of good stories, man, but I'm not going to do it today. But I'm going to tell you, you'd be surprised. If you don't pay a certain amount of money, they'll put you out. If you don't let them see your W-2 form, they can put you out. They got a lot of rules there, man. I ain't living by the rules. I'm living by the word of God. God won't put me out of the church because I ain't have money. I lost my job.
Come on now. Say that. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And they had to rewrite, some of them had to rewrite their constitution because, you know, if you miss so many Sundays in a year, and I'm wondering, well, what did they do during the pandemic and the coronavirus when they shut all the doors, the governor shut the doors, the president shut them.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you didn't lose your membership.
Have mercy. Let me go. Mercy.
All right. Hey, y'all be blessed. If no one else. Would I say something, Brother Robinson? I mean, anybody, just press one. Because we're here, we don't, you know, we got time. We don't just like to rush. But anyway, but I'm quick on the draw here. If you don't have nothing else to say, again, thank all of you all so much. I appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow.